Cool Coverage with your host Manny Mui and
Laura Lee.
With it, rock with it.
Hey, hey.
I feel like now that I've had a couple of sips of that Celsius, I'm a little hyper now.
It woke you up.
So get prepared.
We got you going.
This journey that we're about to be on.
All right.
I like your hair like this, by the way. This is like, I feel like not like a new style for you, but it feels like different.
Well, thank you. That's actually my peak this week.
No.
So how perfect. I got the bang.
The bang.
The bang. So you guys, my hair, I just need it cleaned up and I hate going to the hair salon because it takes an eternity.
Girl, when you text me after you left, I said, you've been there for 5 hours.
5 hours. 5 hours. I had to get my roots dyed, my whole head dyed to even out the color,
mm-hmm.
and a chop and a style, and it was a hard 5 hours and I was losing my mind and I was like, this is why I never come to the hair salon. Granted, I went there the mindset knowing like what
you
it
know,
was. I wasn't like, oh my God, I can't believe it took this long. Like I knew what I was getting myself into, but this is also why I do my hair at home with box hair dye. Happily, 30 minutes in, a washout, we're
You're done.
But like once or twice a year, I'll bop into the hair salon, do a 5 hour day and just get them to clean I know, it's rough.
That's rough, dude.
And I love the people who do my hair, so don't get me wrong. Like, trust me, I enjoy their company. But 5 hours is a lot to be sitting in a chair getting worked on.
I get a little antsy. Like, I feel like I'd get a little like, all right, I need to fucking run, do a mile.
Tell
like,
me
I
why I, because it was like 5 hours, so I brought a bag of barbecue potato chips with me because I was like, I'm going to be hungry. My appointment 100%. Was like at 11, so I'm going to miss lunch and I'm going to get out of there late. So I brought a bag of Lay's barbecue potato chips and everybody's like, oh, so funny. You bring snacks or you're eating in the middle of your appointment. And I was like, I'm hungry. And before it was over, everybody in there had their hand in the bag.
No.
Yes. I'm like, you want some? And they're like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, I know.
They're all bawling. They're like, I would love some.
Yeah. And everybody had their hand in the chip bag. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
But anyways, that's my peak, honey. I did it. I love the way it came out. Thank you. I love the way it came out. We took off like 4 inches. You know how they say
You know what's crazy? It doesn't look like you even took off 4 inches to me.
Well, you know, whenever it's you, And you're used to dealing with your hair.
You can tell.
But I don't even care because I said take off 2 inches. And in hair cutter world, that means 4.
No.
Yes.
So if it's like take off 1 inch, you're going to take off 2.
You're losing 2. And like you have to know that. Like getting a haircut, you like as a girl or anyone out there with longer hair, like long hair. If you say 2... just double it. That's what you're getting 4. That's just hard and fast. I don't know why it's like that.
I've seen a lot of traumatic haircut videos on TikTok. I don't know why they come to me.
Well, I saw this really interesting TikTok where the girl had the measuring tape turned backwards and the hairdressers had to pull what they thought 5 inches was.
And it was 10.
90% of them were pulling way over 5 inches, which literally the point of the video was proving
that it's not the correct amount.
You're not gonna get what you want. No, you're gonna get what they think you should have, not what you want.
This one girl, she posted a video. She was like, oh, this is what I'm showing the girl coming in. And it was like this really pretty, like, kind of like to her shoulder length that was kind of like wavy. And she had like long hair.
She probably had like a bunch of little choppy layers.
Yes, it was sick.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's so stunning. And then she's like, what actually happened? When I tell you, it was giving Lord Farquaad, it was like to right here. And it was like straight, and she was bawling her eyes out. And I was like, dude, this is so traumatizing.
I have never gotten a straight up bad haircut.
Right.
I've only been traumatized because many, many, many times in my life, I've had really long hair.
Right.
I've had short hair too. We all know that. But many times I've had long hair. Mm-hmm. And the only way a hairdresser has traumatized me is by chopping all my hair off when I've asked them not to. They've gotten
See,
me.
That
and it
is
wasn't
like
a bad haircut. It's just like my hair was gone.
Right. Like, do you think it's because they layer too much? Like,
yeah.
Why is it that they will cut so much off? Like, I'm so confused by that.
I'm convinced. I'm not a hairdresser. And maybe hairdressers, you guys, or hair cutters, hairstylists, you guys can chime in here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm convinced for 3 reasons. 1, they don't fucking know what 2 inches is. They don't know their measurements, so they don't get what they're doing.
Okay.
2, they don't care what you ask for. They're chopping off how much they think needs to be chopped off based off how much dead hair you have.
Oh.
So they're not like, oh, well, even though it's dead hair, she doesn't want to cut.
All hair's dead.
Yeah, it's technically they cut off like the damaged hair and so it'll look good. But to me, it's like that wasn't up to you. It's up to what the client wants.
Of course.
But hairdressers are bad about like cutting off what they think and know damaged hair is better.
Mm-hmm.
And then my third thing is I forgot.
That's a good one.
So I don't even
know. The third one I think is the most important.
Yeah,
I know. It definitely, whenever I see, it's always like, I always feel like I see like anyone with long hair that go in with a certain style and they come out and it's fucked. And I'm just like, damn.
Dang, I don't know how that happens.
That's so sad. Like, I don't know. I mean, honestly, how? How do they get put through that kind of trauma? I don't know. I really don't know.
And you can't say anything in the chair because you don't really know until they're done styling it.
Your hair's wet too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like, and when it dries, it goes up.
Yes.
It dries up. I used to, whenever I got traumatized, I got traumatized really hard by someone who chopped all my fucking hair off when all I asked was a couple layers. They got too layery.
They got too layery on
so
it.
So my hair is like up to here and it was down to my butt. So I live bawling, like crying the whole way home. I was so fucking pissed because it took me like 2 years to grow it out.
Yeah.
So I'm pissed. So from then on, I never went to that person again. This, by the way, was like 20 years ago when I lived in Alabama, was in high school, just to give some context.
Yeah.
So I'd never gone to that hairdresser again, but I found a new hairdresser and I made her cut my hair dry. Sure did.
I feel like I would do that too.
Yeah. I was like, we're not, I've been through too much. I was like, we're going to cut my hair dry.
My barber cuts mine.
And I found this girl named Callie, and she would cut my hair dry for me because she knew how fucked up and traumatized I was from people chopping my hair. So she would do it for me. Yeah, she was really sweet.
Is it harder to cut when it's dry?
I don't know.
You know what? There's probably no traction on the scissors because like it'll probably like, want to move like, instead of it like wet. Yeah.
You don't get that straight track. She always did an amazing job though trimming up my hair. So she would actually, you know,
bone dry. Dries his hair.
Because I was like, it's not happening to me again. I let him cut my hair. I'm like, the older I get, you know, you learn things.
Absolutely.
You live and learn. So like I know now, like you ask for 2 inches, you're getting 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what I'm getting. So I don't get as upset.
Yeah, you're aware.
I'm very aware.
You're aware.
I'm very aware. Now, if I was in a situation where I couldn't lose 4 inches, I wouldn't go get my hair cut.
Just keep growing it.
Yeah, I would keep growing it to the point where I could lose 4 inches,
yes.
And that's exactly what I did.
Mm-hmm. Like, let it cut. Let it go.
Yeah, I'm fine
with
it.
And now it looks great.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's like my method I've kind of worked out with the hair salon.
Yeah, you're a method actress.
I'm a method actress.
You're a method actress. I love that about you.
Some can do it, some can't.
Some just can't.
What's your peak this
my
week?
My peak. Okay, I'm going to say my peak was when I was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
I'm not in Dancing with the Stars, of course. That sounded different. I was a guest of Harry Jowsey's for Dancing with the Stars. I went last week. And it was honestly a lot of fun. It is very hard to sit through for 4 hours, I will say.
We both did a sit through.
It is very hard. Like, I didn't realize, like, what it was going in. Like, I went in. I had brought a little backpack with me because I just wanted to have, like, something. I brought one water bottle and a Clif Bar just to, like, have. Because I was like, oh, just in case, like, there's, like, not that many things to, like, eat or drink. I'll just have something. There was nothing. There was no water. Wow. There was no food. There was no nothing. So you literally have to, like, oh, my God. Like, I'm so happy. Hey, I brought that water bottle and that Clif Bar because I ate through it and drank through it so quickly. I was dying by the end of it. You know, I'm a water, like, freak. So I was having anxiety. But the actual experience was really fun. And seeing, like, how Dancing with the Stars is behind the scenes is crazy. Because, like, they are, like, they really are doing that shit live. They do the first little performance with, like, the actual, like, professionals, the pros. They do their performance. They do it twice. And they record that part and they play that in the beginning. And then they actually, like, all the actual, like, contestants, like, all their stuff is live while it's going, like, at the exact same time.
So it's real.
So it's very intense. And, like, there was a moment with one of the contestants messed up. And he, like, missed, like, several of the steps. And it was, like, bad and he couldn't recover. And they gave him horrible scores. But I was like, damn, they really don't. Like, they really are like, this is what it's going to be. It's real life TV. It's not, like, phony. Like, you know, some people, like, oh, it's live. But it's, like,
but it's, like, girl, on set. It's, like, it's 20
minutes early, whatever. Yeah. But it really was. Like, it was fucking wild. And it was just kind of cool. And it was, like, I was on the TV several times. So that was kind of fun.
That's
like, I
really
was in
awesome.
The audience. So, like, now I'm going to be on that episode of Dancing Stars forever.
You're an icon. You're a legend. And I want show credits.
Manny, the way I'm just
like at the end of the show, it goes up, Manny.
Manny, anyway, right? In the audience.
Audience member.
In Harry's friend section.
So
it really was. It was really,
that's
really cool.
Though.
And I thought of it too. I was like, would I ever do Dancing with Stars? I would never do Dancing with Stars.
Really?
Because actually, when I showed that I was there, I was actually surprised with how many DMs I got that I was like, why aren't you on it? Like, why don't you go on it? Why don't you try going on it?
And
I was like, because I can't. I can't dance.
You know what? I will actually not argue with you on this one because you've said to me so many times, you don't like to dance really. You definitely don't like people like watching you
dance.
Because do you remember whenever we had to do like lose a challenge, you had to pretend to dance on a stripper pole and you're like, I'm not doing that. You also don't like to sing.
Don't like to sing live.
Like live.
Like for real. I was like, I don't want that kind of like attention on me in that way. I don't want to sing. I don't want to dance. I don't want people to look at me while I'm doing those things. So to me, Dancing with the Stars is the epitome of my like big fear of like dancing in front of people and like potentially embarrassing the fuck out of myself.
Wow.
Because I don't have like, I know I have like rhythm and like I can get by on like in some capacity, but I can't like actually dance.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just don't think that it's in me. Like Dancing with the Stars.
I totally.
It's cool as fuck though. Like I'm glad that everyone that's done it.
Get that.
But if they ask and they're like, man, you should dance with the Stars, I'd be like, I don't think I can do it.
Yeah. No way.
But it was a fun experience to actually go.
That's really cool. I'm glad you got to
and I'm
do
proud,
that.
And I'm proud of Harry for being on it.
Baby Harry and them long legs, honey. He's grasshoppering it the whole way. Harry, no shade, all tea.
Harry is definitely working really hard. He's a hard worker.
I want him to, listen, this is the thing. I want to see him stay on the show.
Me
so
too.
I need
He's
him
doing,
to pick
good.
It up
no,
so
for sure.
He doesn't get voted off.
No, and the thing is, like, I know, like, from the first one, he did his first dance. He got, like, all fours.
Okay.
Which is literally like the worst you could even get. It's like all fours.
Okay.
So he did terrible. Second one, he got 5-5-5.
So we're getting there.
Which is like a progression.
We're
so
getting there.
I'm very proud that he's progressing upwards in this Dancing with the Stars journey.
Yeah.
But it is definitely a journey.
Because
what's it called? His hips are frozen, they
his
say.
His hips are frozen.
Frozen solid.
He's got to learn how to move them
they
hips,
need to de-thaw.
Honey.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to de-thaw the hips.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Mauricio and his professional dancer girl are rumored to be
you're lying.
In cahoots?
He's the one that messed up. I was talking about.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to say his name. He's the one that fucked up Mauricio.
He fucked up last week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dude, wait. They're rumored to be in cahoots?
Rumored they're in cahoots. Because he's, I think, according to what the press says, they're separated. Colin
are him and Kyle are not together?
Separated.
If I saw Kyle there, I would have freaked the fuck out.
I know.
Because I know, I don't watch Beverly Hills, but
yeah.
I know of Kyle and I do live for her because of all the clips.
Live for her.
Like,
live
I'm obsessed. But it was fun seeing all stars. I saw Jamie Lynn Spears there. That spooked me. Boots. That gagged
she
me.
Got sent home.
That episode. And I was like,
ooh. Mauricio missed half of his shit and Jamie Lynn Spears still went home. And you know
that's
what that is? That's the voting.
Oh, that's like the actual it's the people.
I was asking Manny because I guess I never was really deeply into the show. Now, now I'll probably watch it a little more.
Oh, because like the Vanderpump Girl's on it too. I know you like her
I'm obsessed
too,
with
and
her.
She did so good.
Okay, can we talk about how good?
No, gag.
Okay, if you watch Ariana on the show, that's not her.
She doesn't dance. She's not a dancer.
She doesn't. She's not loud. She's not like
rambunctious.
She's not rambunctious. She doesn't even give you a lot of energy. Mm-mm. So what she's doing on that dance floor, I think that's why. I think she could probably win it, to be honest with you.
No, she's very, very.
It's not her personality. What she's doing on that dance floor, so it's shocking because it's like, dang, this like professional, crazy, wild, energetic dancer is coming out of this girl who doesn't act like that at all. So,
and that was only episode two. So, Laura and I watched episode two together. So I was like, oh, Laura, this is the one I went to. Like, let's watch it. So, and she was impressed. Laura was impressed.
Oh, I was screaming. Mm-hmm. I'm a really big fan of hers. Yeah. So I was honestly just so happy to see her doing well on Dancing Stars.
Yeah, she's beyond like one of the tops.
She's like killing it. And I just honestly, not that I like don't think she couldn't do something like that, but I didn't expect it.
Yeah, of course. Like you, no one expects things like that until you like actually do it.
True.
And you go on it and you're like, oh shit, like they're talented as fuck.
Like so talented. Yes, like honestly, outdancing like some of the people you think would be like pros.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was fun. It was a fun experience. What about your pit?
My pit this week. Okay. So I was cleaning out the garage this weekend because that's what I like to do in my free time. Clean out garages.
She's sick.
I am. I'm being serious. Don't even start with me. I love doing it.
But so. I'm glad like that, like, cause I feel like you don't clean out your garage like often at all.
No.
Like that's not something
never
you do. So that's good. It's like spring cleaning, but fall.
We have one of our cat litter boxes in there. We keep the garage door open, which is nice because like a garage is a great place. So what the cats like to do, even though I have the little mats that like grab the litter.
Yes.
They sling that shit everywhere. Cats are like, as soon as they get out.
They're like,
yeah,
with their legs.
And the litter goes everywhere. So anyways, I was like cleaning all that vacuum it. And we bought these because we have a little gym in our garage and we bought these really nice mats. So like black rubber mats. So it's like a gym floor in there, which is nice. Because whenever you're working out, you can just work out on the floor in there.
Absolutely.
So we bought them. We had them. Tyler installed them for us. And it's lovely. And I was vacuuming them. And as I was walking across the mats, I lost a big hunk on my big toe. Because embedded in one of the mats was like a little piece of metal. And it was shooting straight out of the mat. And it was like just, I guess, a manufactured defect where it was like molted into the mat. Uh-huh. And over time, us working out on it, it's kind of worn through. Uh-huh. So I'm like walking around in there barefoot. I'm always barefoot, though.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama. And my big toe hooked this piece of metal. I went and sliced my
toe.
Did
you scream?
Oh, I was home alone. I was like... But I didn't know what got me because I was just like, what the heck? I looked down, I don't see anything, and my toe's bleeding everywhere. So I start rubbing the floor, and I find this little poke, and I was like, what the heck? And I look, and it's like a little chart of metal shooting out of the mat. So I put duct tape over it until Ty could like rip it out or figure
that
it out.
That is crazy.
Crazy. What a crazy thing. I was also,
I wouldn't expect that on like a rubber mat.
And also like, workout mats. I'm really happy that didn't get me like in the head or like on my back.
You're so right. It could
like,
have been so much worse.
We work out on those mats, like rolling around, doing push-ups and stuff. So yeah, it could have been so much worse.
Thank God I got your toe, honestly.
Honestly, yes.
Terrible, but like,
I'd rather it get my toe than my fucking cheek or my neck or, you know, like my arm or something, like, honey. So that's my pit. Interesting, though. Interesting.
So then do you have like a gash on your toe right now?
I sure do. And you know what? I was like, dang, I should have had shoes on. But then I literally immediately thought to myself, I was like, this was going to happen to someone eventually. Uh-huh. Like one of my cats. Not my babies.
But it wouldn't have
gotten them like that because they're like this.
They're too light-footed. Like they would have never. And like their weight isn't as much as a human. So
and the way we drag our feet because it got my foot like as I step. So it like hooked my foot. So yeah, I wouldn't have gotten them like that. But anyways, I was like, honestly, I'm glad like it got me so on my toes so we can like, I know.
What a fucking martyr, dude.
I am such a martyr.
You're such a martyr. You did it for the family. You did it on purpose just for the family. I love that.
Okay, what about your pit?
My pit was me going all the way to New York.
I'm leaving. Goodbye.
You guys, okay, let's have this conversation, you guys. So I went to New York.
Hold on. Remember whenever I went to New York and I came home kicking and screaming? Yes,
that was me. So I went to New York last week or 2 weeks ago. I went with my mom, so it was like a fun experience. Like I was so excited to bring her. We were going out to Sephora because I was doing like kind of like a little meet and greet with Laneige. I'm working with Laneige like all year. I'm one of their brand ambassadors. Obsessed. Like I'm literally obsessed with them. So we're like, okay, cool. We're doing a quick little like moment in Sephora, right? Like a quick one too. I'm like, great, great. I'll be out there. They flew me and my mom out there. We're super excited to go. tell me why. So we're like getting there. We're getting there. It's starting to kind of sprinkle, starting to kind of rain by like Thursday. We're like, whatever. Friday comes, torrential downpour. That's the day I have the meet and greet. Torrential downpour. It starts to flood New York.
Like,
there's
real.
Flooding is actually starting to happen in New York. We get like an alert on the phone, like those like Amber alerts. Wow. I was like, it was like flooding happening. Do not leave house till like past a certain time, like 11 o'clock. And I was like, what the fuck? I get a text like, hey, the meet and greet is getting postponed because like some flooding happened in Sephora. We have to like push it out because no one's even allowed inside the thing. And I was like, holy shit. Okay. Like, sounds good. Gets pushed out to like from like 4 to 6, the meet and greet. So it's like 3:30. I get glam. I'm ready to go. They're like, hey, the whole Sephora is canceled today. And I said, no. And it's because of the fucking flooding with how bad it got in New York. They got like enough rain in one day to last them a month.
Oh.
And that's how crazy it was. Like, people, like, I'm not kidding you. Like, the flooding in New York was insane. They said they have like not seen anything like that in a long, long, long time.
So you're telling me that you basically went there for no reason.
Correct. And then I had to, and then I, of course, I left Saturday morning, like my original plan was afternoon. No. So I went to New York. I made the best of it. Like, and I was telling her, I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'm going to make the best of it. Like, you know, like I'm here.
You guys spend time with your mom.
We went to go see the Harry Potter show, which is amazing. And
how,
like,
was that? Yeah.
It was fucking fire.
I bet.
Very long. Longer than I was expecting.
How long?
3 hours. 3.5. Oh! Did not know. And also, it's not a musical, which I thought it was. It's actually a play. It's like a real play.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. It's a real play. But it was
cool. You said it was really cool. Amazing.
Like, it was actually very, and like the way they do it, like it's such a well-done show. It's
shocking. Question, is it like one of the movies where they take in parts, or is it like a new storyline?
Whole new storyline.
Wow!
But it takes place in the fourth movie, which is my favorite movie.
Oh, that's so cool.
The Goblet of Fire kind of takes place in that time.
That's really cool.
So it actually was really cool. And like the effects of the stages are insane. Like they like will like do the one thing and then fire comes out of it. Or like they'll
New York,
like,
Broadway is like,
no, like it's just what you would think. It's just like that. Like, so it's crazy. So the actual show was incredible. So we made the best of it, but I was just like, I can't believe I came all the way out here. And it like also sucks like for Lynette Shue because they brought me out there to do these things. And it's like, fuck, like it was just like an overall like a lose-lose.
I know a lot of brands and people flew out to New York that weekend for Sephora.
Dude, and the thing is, like, this is the gag. Sephora was sold out Friday and Saturday. So the people that didn't get to go on Friday couldn't even go on Saturday. Even though it was open on Saturday, it was able to be reopened because it was already sold out. So they couldn't even have them at capacity because it was already over capacity.
Wow.
They couldn't even have them in. So they were just like, well, what are we going to, like, I don't even know what transpired. I have no idea.
That is so crazy.
That's like, it was just like a literal freak New York accident. Like,
But let me tell you, is it a freak New York accident? Because this is New York.
I mean, New York is always
some shit, no matter what. It's some shit. And this is what we talked about a few weeks back. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Manny, I thought all the New Yorkers were definitely going to rip me apart for being like,
and they all agreed.
And they're all like, yeah.
New York can be an absolute mess.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But the thing is, that I think what was the freak accident part about it was the fact that they actually flooded when they don't like, actually have flooding.
I feel like there's always some crazy shit going on in New York, though. Some disaster or event or something crazy. Like, New York is the place, and I'm learning that. Like,
oh yeah,
never expect a normal New York trip ever, because it ain't happening. Some shit's going down in that city every single day.
It's because the city's like too popping and too like wild.
It's too congested and too on top of each other.
It's like overbuilt.
It's overbuilt. It's overpopulated, and so anything that happens kind of affects everybody there.
Totally.
And that's what the fucking problem is.
No, it was fucking wild. And like, I was sad because I saw like all these comments that were like, I flew out here from this place and this place, and I got like, are y'all gonna recompensate also? And like, I'm assuming that they aren't. Like, how could they?
Wait, what? They're
for like the flights for the and the tickets, hotels. The tickets, I'm sure they would reimburse.
Well, flights and hotels, like, it's like that's weather, but like tickets, they should reimburse.
Definitely. So yeah, that was, I just couldn't believe that I went out to New York and it got canceled when I was there. I was literally in shock.
Wow.
In fucking shock, dude.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This reminds me, I'll be really quick with this. We were at the airport waiting to get on a flight and a woman was on the phone. She had such a positive attitude, but she was on the phone and she was taking her son on a cruise for his 21st birthday, and the airport held them up with their luggage. So they got delayed. They missed their flight to the cruise port. So the cruise took off without them. So they missed the whole cruise. But because it was like their fault that, I mean, it's not their fault, but it's like not the cruise's responsibility to get you there. She paid like her only $7,000 and the cruise wasn't giving it back. So not You're only kidding. Did she take a week off work, that her job too, I'm hearing all this on the phone and she's so positive about it.
You're kidding.
She took a week off work. So she was like, my job's not going to let me come in now because they scheduled people to come in and cover me. So now my week vacation, I have to spend at home and I can't go into work and just use the vacation another time. The cruise line's not giving me my money back. And I saved that money, you know, for a long time for me and my son to get to go do this. So we're out the money. We're out the cruise. I'm out my vacation. And I didn't intervene because like mind my business, but I was literally like this. Like that just sitting there, and she wasn't even like freaking out. She was just like, it is what it is. And you know, I'm going to make the best of it. And I was like, damn.
I love it. It is what it is, people, though.
I know. I was shocked.
It is
honey.
What it is, kind of girly.
That was the most shocking thing I've ever heard. I was even doing the math in my head. I was like,
that wouldn't happen to Laura.
You sure about that?
I'm saying that wouldn't happen to you. Like, you would not let.
Oh, no.
Like, no, that's not going to work for me.
No, I would be like.
Oh, you're not getting my money back then? Because I'm not going on?
No, because, like, that's the airline. But I get how the cruise is like, how are we supposed to be giving everybody back their money that don't show up?
Exactly.
And then, because that was a sold ticket.
And they probably say, like, non-refundable
you
on the thing.
You know there's some strict stuff. Gosh, what an unfortunate situation, I thought, though.
That's horrific.
Horrific. Like, literally horrific. I was like, damn, that's so sad. So that reminded me whenever you told me
that. What a journey that we went on.
We went on a journey, but now it's time to jump into our rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
You know these. What the fuck? What the fuck? is literally wrong with us? Why did we both like hit an octave of rapid
swearing.
Fire?
Swearing. America's Got Talent. Yes. You better listen
up. So you think
up.
You can sing? You can sing.
Oh my God.
So we have a couple topics for you guys that are going on, things that are happening in the wavelengths. Today, actually, on my way here, the Jason Momoa, Amber Heard, DC situation just popped out. So Amber Heard.
Oh, yeah, that did just pop out.
Today, like literally today. Amber Heard has said that Jason Momoa came to set during filming Aquaman movie number 2 in Johnny Depp.
Pirates of the Caribbean outfit.
Gig.
Like dressed up like a pirate. Was it?
Drinking.
There was allegedly, he was drunk.
And making fun of her and like poking fun at her because of Johnny Depp
and like the case and all that was going on. And so me and Manny were like trying to figure out, we're like, did Amber Heard say that this happened? Like, who's saying that this happened?
Who is saying this? So what we saw was like that it said like on like what we've looked up and like what we saw like on Entertainment and E and things like that and TMZ, it was saying that Amber Heard
said it.
That she was one saying that like, this is what Jason did on set.
Right.
And so it's like, but so then we were like, okay, like that's fucking wild if that really happened.
It's just crazy.
Insane.
Like after all she's been through, it's like she's gonna go to war with Jason now. You know like, what I mean?
Exactly.
So we were like kind of surprised. That's why we were like, there's no way she came out
yeah,
with this.
Like she's already going through the gates.
But it kind of looks like that. It looks like she said it. So allegedly she
said it.
Said
and
it.
DC has like came out publicly and been like
against her
and was like, this never happened. He was a constant professional on set. He was never drunk on set and always made sure everyone was like having a good time. So it's like
DC is denying this.
Denying that this ever happened.
Kind of a big thing for DC to publicly come out and
they're
be
DC. Like,
yeah, because they're such a big conglomerate. On, yeah. I'm like, that's pretty bold for you guys to come out and be like, absolutely not, this did not happen. So now because DC has spoken up, it's kind of created a little shitstorm for Amber Heard again, to be honest.
The thing is like Amber, I just feel like she really can't catch a break either in a way. Like if she says anything, it's suddenly like she's just gonna be shunned regardless. So it is kind of like tough. I know that she like literally moved out of Hollywood, like went to like what moved to Spain or something like that. Like she moved out of here to like go live her life happily. So the fact that this is even coming out, I'm like, why would she even bring it back up, or why would it even get brought into the attention when like she kind of like let the situation just like let it lie.
Yeah.
Like the trial happened, everything transpired, you know, and like kind of like let like it, that passed. So for it to come up again, I'm like, oh damn, like here we are, like all over, and it just sucks because I feel for her in that way. Like she could say anything and people still wouldn't like listen to her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or like heed what she has to say.
If I were her, I would assume that would be, I guess maybe she wasn't ready for DC to also make a statement.
Probably.
So it is a lot of back and forth, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't know what to believe because like, I feel like for DC to make a statement like that, like they're not going to put themselves in harm's way.
But DC's
like,
never going to
legality
throw
way.
Star Jason
That's
Momoa
true.
Under the bus.
That's true. But she's
Amber
technically their star too.
No, because after like the second movie, they're not hiring her again.
Okay.
She's done. So imagine like, we're going to throw Jason, we're going to throw Amber under the bus. Amber who has like, 3 minutes in the movie.
Yeah.
Jason who's going to continuously be Aquaman in their movies.
So you're thinking they're saying that to save him? Or do you think he really didn't do anything?
I don't know what the fuck happened. Obviously like we weren't there. We don't know actually. And like this is what, it's like more of a here, he said, she said situation. But
there's
it's like,
so many people on those sets. It's like if that did happen.
I was like, how is it like, would there be no videos of it? Nothing recorded.
Yeah, like sets have
more
like
people
hundreds
saying,
of people on them.
Yes.
So it's like if he literally came on set dressed like Johnny Depp, drunk, running through set, poking at her for dealing with him and his case. If that did happen, that's a little crazy. We also don't know context to it because what if it didn't come across right, but what if he did mean it in all
like
serious funny,
way.
Like a joke, not even for Johnny Depp, just like being stupid
just
like
around.
He is. You know what I mean? Like fucking around.
Jokey.
And it wasn't a good idea and it wasn't the right time to do it.
Totally.
I'm not trying to take his side because if he did do it, I don't think that's right.
I agree. I don't think it's right.
But like what if it wasn't like in a malicious way?
Totally. Like he could have been joking around, but I think it's like when it's also showed that he was trying to get her off the movie.
I didn't know that.
Because that's also what's part of like the story coming out.
I heard that he was supporting her when the shit was coming out.
He was supporting her.
He was supporting her.
But right now, the story that just broke today was saying that he was trying to get her off the movie.
Oh my God.
That he was like saying that for her to not be part of the second movie. So it's like, it's very, again, very he said, she said situation. Very confusing. It's just like, you know, I feel like with Amber, like she, like I was saying, that like she just can't say anything without people being like, are you sure? Did that really happen? Like, kind of like, especially because like with the trial, how big it got, like how, like the clips, how they like totally wrecked her too.
Wrecked her.
I really just don't think that she can like do anything right, quote unquote, to the public's eye.
Well, you know? The thing is, if I were in her shoes, I would also be like, now, like if I come out against my co-star, it's probably not going to be received very well from...
Horrifically. It's going to be received horrifically.
I would assume it would be. If I were her, I would assume that would be the outcome.
That's what I would assume as well.
Because of what I just went through.
Yeah, what just transpired from what just happened to me during the trial. I can't imagine she would think that it would be like a good idea for to talk about this.
Yeah.
Where someone like who is as loved as Jason Momoa is, he's very loved. People love him. I love him. I'm a huge fan. So for her to say that, it's kind of like, oh, and she just got crucified.
Yeah.
In the fucking trial. And now this happening, it's like, it's very peculiar timing too.
It is. It is very interesting.
Very interesting to see.
But DC is saying it didn't happen. So
I wonder if like Jason's team will come out and say like, it's never happened. If Jason himself will say it never happened.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what, like that's a lot to make up. That's huge to make up.
To say like he was drunk, to say he dressed up. Like
as Johnny Depp.
Something happened there. Like, or was he just acting like a pirate? And then like this all got twisted. Like what exactly happened there? Because it's a lot to make up. I'm not trying to take Amber Heard's side or anything. I'm not trying to take Jason's side. I don't know what happened. I do know DC spoke up and said it didn't happen. Yeah. And I do know like if that was a flat out lie, that's a prickly thing for them because they could also just stay quiet.
Totally. And the thing is, I was also thinking too, like, if, because you know, like, let's say, like, them filming the second one, dressing up, whatever, she could have been really sensitive about the topic too. So, like, she could have potentially taken it and be like, oh, like, he's like fucking shading me, being an asshole to
me.
It could have been
movie.
Not that.
Yeah.
He doesn't want me in the movie, you know, because like, it's easy to, especially when you're going through the gigs, it's easy to feel like everyone's against you.
100%.
So, you're like, oh my God, they're fucking shading me too. Like, it's so easy to feel like that. So, I wonder if that could have been a situation too where she, like, maybe read into it in a different way.
Right.
You never really know.
You don't, unless you were there.
Unless you were there. So, I'm very, very intrigued to see if, like, people that were on set come out and be like, yes, he did. Or if everyone's like, no, he didn't.
Because that's the real tea.
Yeah.
It's the people on set.
But they're all on NDAs.
Yeah, that's
true. So would
they
even say anything?
She should be under NDA too, technically, I would be right?
I'm honestly shocked that she even said anything.
Right.
That's what I was thinking. She's not in a DC NDA that she has somewhere.
That's what I was thinking.
But then if she's also like, fuck it, don't care because I'm not going to be in DC movies either.
Like, it's over for me.
It's over for me. I'm not going to be in Hollywood anymore.
Mm-mm. So she's like, I don't know.
Then I'll be like, don't sue me for all the money that I have.
That's what I would
Hello,
be like.
Hello, if I'm not doing Hollywood anymore, I still need the coin.
My God. Crazy.
So we're gonna follow up on the story because we don't know exactly what's going to go down. But this just broke literally hours ago, so I'm very intrigued.
Okay, well, our next topic is the Kardashians.
The battle that never ends. Stops.
It's been going on after season after season. Kourtney against the world.
Kourtney against Kim.
Kourtney against Kim in this situation, but I feel like throughout the years it's been Kourtney against the world because she's been against Khloe.
Yeah.
She's been against all of them. But it's crazy how much they air.
I'm shocked. When they did the call.
The call. The physical fight.
The call.
They aired that. And then the call, it gets so dark.
Well, I was even gagged because when I was watching the beginning of the call happen, remember I sent you, I was like, yo, this is the beginning portion of the call from the episode. Mm-hmm. And then, like, obviously the one that went viral was the one that, like, they just started going in on each other. Yeah. But the whole, like, two minutes before, I watched the whole episode
because needed to know all the context. And honestly, there's no context. She just calls Kourtney.
For no reason.
She's like, guys, I'm going to go call. Like, she goes to sit down. They're all having dinner. She goes to sit down separately and just does the call with Courtney. And then the interview portion, she just explains, like, hey, guys, I'm going to tell you what really happened. She's seeing edits right now from last season.
Oh, right.
It's re-firing her up. So she's really pissed about last season's edits because we are now watching them in real time while filming the second season. So things are just, like, not caught up. So Kim was trying to explain what's going on.
Is Courtney a producer on it?
Yes.
Got it. So Courtney and
her sit down beside Kim? Each other when some of this is going on in the interview and, like, kind of agree on that.
Yeah, but I would, like, literally die if I'm, like, sitting
their sisters
with someone.
Is so different. Okay. It's so different. It's all this whole situation gets to air and everything because they're sisters.
Got it.
It's such a different relationship than a regular fight with someone.
But it feels so much more intense and so much more intimate and so much more
sisters.
Like crazy.
That's sisters.
Like, it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't feel like that relationship is a normal sisterly relationship.
I think sisterly relationships can be extremely tumultuous.
I agree. But I don't think, like, to that level, to allow that to be seen, shown to the world.
Yeah, well, see, that's what Courtney's big problem is. She's like, you know, I have, like, things people can put behind them and move on from. I have to relive as a producer.
Totally.
For the show, she has to relive it. So she does say that. She's like, she's living in an abnormal world, and it makes it hard because, like, people don't, like, normally
can forget. You can't forget as much.
And move on. And people don't see all the shit, you know, maybe someone says behind your back, and I don't think we're always meant to, where she does because it's shown on camera. Mm-hmm. So she's basically saying, like, well, this, you know, these are my real feelings in an abnormal world.
It's not normal what they had to do.
So I get it.
But that call?
So basically they do a FaceTime call on the new season of the Kardashians, Kim sitting on the couch. One of them calls each other and she's talking to Courtney and they just start going at it. And the conversation goes from, you're upset. You seem so unhappy about life. Kim telling Courtney this to Courtney getting upset, saying some mean things. And it seemed like Kim.
I feel like Courtney went in first.
Courtney did go in first.
I feel like Courtney, like, started the little battle for sure.
And Kim finished.
And Kim fucking went in on her and finished the battle.
She went in. Kim was, like, saying to Courtney, you seem so miserable. You know, you're friends in a group chat that you're not in.
The Not Courtney group chat.
They said they named it the Not Courtney group chat to make sure to text that one so they wouldn't be texting Courtney and accidentally get her in it, basically. You know, complain about Courtney to Kim, all of Courtney's friends, and that even her kids, Courtney's kids, have come to Kim
complaining about Courtney. I feel like that's hitting, like, a little low, though.
Do you believe that it's true? This is opinion, because no one knows if it's true or not.
I think that it could have totally happened where her kids be like, oh, my mom's just being, like, annoying right now. Or, like, it's easy for a kid to feel kind of, like, venty about something. But I think that Kim could have used it in a, like, more weaponizing kind of way.
She used it in a weaponizing way. I think that there's probably a group chat. There's a lot of speculation that there's not a group chat. I think there is because she, like, said it has a name and everything.
She said that it's with the family, though.
Yeah, but Kim on the show, she says it's your friends. And so, you know, that's the speculation. There's probably a friend or two in it.
I'm sure.
You know what I mean? Because they have so many people in their little circle. And the way she said the name of the group chat, I was like, oh, there's a chat.
There's definitely a chat. I believe that there is. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like when I'm watching, like, I feel like it really does feel like Courtney versus Kim, but also like Courtney versus everyone.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, it does feel like Courtney, like, versus the world. And she's like, you're a fucking witch. And she's like saying all these crazy things, saying you're a narcissist to Kim, all this stuff. And it's like, this is what I don't get. Hear me out. Courtney reaps so many benefits from being a Kardashian, right? And then she's like, I just want to live my, like, little life with my kids and my man and just, like, kind of live happily ever after. I never have to be famous. I never want it. But it's like, you've already reaped the rewards. That's why you're allowed to say those things.
Yeah, you're allowed to be like, I don't want to do this anymore. But I'm like, you get to do that because of all that Kim's done.
Oh, totally. And the thing is, like,
Chris,
let's be honest.
Kim and Chris.
Kim and Chris are the ones that created this, what you guys have.
Yeah, what you have. The reason you live in that big house. I get she worked too, but none of it would exist without Kim and Chris.
It really wouldn't have. So it's like, for her to be like, oh, well, like, my family's just, like, so they're all about fame and money hungry and da-da-da.
I'm like, that's why you're on a TV show called The Kardashians that you sign up to be on every year.
Uh-huh. So it's like, for me, it just seems so, like, hypocritical almost, or just kind of like, oh, woe is me. Because it's like, dude, you trying to be like, at least Kim owns the fact that she wants to be fucking famous. She wants to be, you know, a powerful woman. She wants to be rich. She wants all these things. Like, well, she owns it. She says she wants to do those things. But for Courtney to be like, oh, I just don't want it. But she already has it.
Yeah.
You're saying that you don't want it because you already have it.
Because you have it. If you didn't have it, you'd be crying for it.
Yes. So it's like, I just like, to me, it's so like, oh, girl, you're trying it.
This is one of my conspiracies on it. I think that family is an extremely competitive family. And they're not only competitive with other celebrities, they're mostly competitive with themselves.
Yep.
Some people who compete, I feel like, are okay with other people winning. It doesn't make them happy and they don't always agree with it, but they can live with it. I don't think Courtney is the type of people that can lose in competition. And Kim is a winner. I think Kim would do anything to win. She's admitted it herself. She's very competitive.
Yep.
And Kim always wins. And Courtney's the type of person who can't live with that. Like Khloe, I'm sure, and I'm sure I see a competitiveness with Kylie and Kim. I see it.
For sure. I'm sure Kylie and Kendall, you know they're competitive.
Do you see what I'm saying?
You can tell.
100%.
And their sisters, like, come
on. But I feel like they are the type of people who are able to push ego aside a little bit and just kind of live with it. And I'm sure there's been arguments, but you know what? They don't, like, constantly hate that person. Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like Courtney is the type of person who doesn't live well with losing.
With losing.
And she's constantly losing to Kim because Kim is the winner. And I think that, and you know, a lot of people speculated. They were like, oh, it's because Travis was in love with Kim. He said it in his book. That's why she's so mad. You know what? I think that's probably one of the thousand reasons.
That's probably one of the many.
Because again, do you see how that's another competitive thing with your man? And he's already written about your freaking sister who always wins. So that's probably another layer to it.
It's honestly like, how could Courtney not hate Kim?
Yeah. And so it's like, and then you get this Dolce and Gabbana thing for your wedding. And then there's Kim. She wins again. She one-ups you. So you feel, because you're trying to compete too, you're always losing the fucking competition.
That's why she wants to bow out. She was like, I don't want to be part of it anymore.
Exactly.
You don't want to be part of it because you keep losing.
So I think like everybody's like pinning it on this one thing. I think it's all the things.
So many things combined.
I think it's all the different competitions.
And years and years
and Kim winning every single fucking time. You know what I mean? And I think
the Travis thing is that's a big thorn.
Do you? I mean, I'm sure.
Now that it's come out about like the fact that he had the book and like,
weird.
You know, I mean, he had like what chapters?
Yeah,
or a chapter about like Kim and talking about like how he, you know, had a huge crush on Kim, how they went on dates, essentially they would hang out,
how
he was in love with Kim, and now suddenly he's with Courtney.
That's so weird.
There's something so fucking weird about it.
Yeah,
and it's like, I would be devastated if I was like Courtney and I would see comments that were like, oh, just like the second rate Kim.
Yeah,
honestly, like the third rate.
And see, some people would be like, hey, at least I'm here. At least I'm being compared to Kim.
Totally.
And so it's all about perspective. But for Courtney, she doesn't want to be that. She wants, no. I think if She's Courtney had it sister. Her way, she would want to be the main character of the show. Courtney acts like she doesn't want to be on the show. I think Courtney wants to be the main character of the show because Kim is always that person. Courtney's a part of the show that feeds the beast that she's competing against. It always wins. So she don't want to be a part of it.
But the thing is, like, Courtney has been on the show and she's been very successful on the show. Like, she's had great storylines.
She was never the main character.
Never the main character, but she has provided a lot for the show.
Everybody has.
Everyone has. That's how a show about a whole family fucking works.
Everybody has.
For her to be like, you know, I feel like that's her mindset too. Like, she feels very, very, very competitive with Kim.
Yep.
And she just can't stand the idea of losing to Kim. But it's like,
and she's constantly losing to Kim.
Right.
So, and every time Courtney gets something, Kim's right behind her on her tail and does it. I don't want to say better, but I mean,
it does it as well.
Yeah. And then because Kim's like one of the most famous people in the world, whether you like her or hate her, she is, it gets more press and it does better and it's more. So it hurts. It would bother me, but not enough to like act like all that now.
Honestly, it was nice for Kim to even take them on the ride.
Literally. That's something to talk about.
How about that? Kim was nice enough to do even like, to even involve y'all in her celebness
and
her life.
Kylie Kendall would have crumbs right now if it wasn't for Kimberly. But see, they love Kim.
Of course.
So.
They love her. They appreciate her. It's like, you know, she's like the Kardashian show. Like, come on. Like, it's obviously, it's very, Kim made so much of that shit happen because she's the type of bitch that will wake up at literally like, what, 5 a.m?
Yeah.
Glam, boom, like get fucking life
Take
done.
Take the risk, be friends with the right people when everybody else is chilling. She's out here, you know, hustling.
Working.
Hustling totally. To be a celebrity.
Totally. thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
For your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Which is also interesting, Caitlyn Jenner right now, I don't know if it's a TV show, a documentary, what it is, but she's like coming out with all these stories. It's such a betrayal in my opinion.
Oh, I can't imagine how stepfather. They would feel. I cannot imagine how they would feel about Caitlyn.
Imagine like a family member, like a parent.
Betraying you like that?
A parent.
Can't.
Which Caitlyn betrayed her own children. I watched the reboot of The Hills and Brody Jenner flat out says on it, Caitlyn completely, Bruce at the time, abandoned Brody and his brother when he became a part of that family. He had two sons that he was involved in their life and basically pretend like they didn't exist whenever that show started.
That's horrible.
And to this day, they don't have a relationship. So Caitlyn literally abandoned her two children but has so much to say about Chris, and I don't know, the whole thing, like, it's crazy. It reeks to me.
No, Caitlyn, fuck out of here with that shit.
Right?
Chris is the glue that's kept the family together, and she always like says in the show too, she's always like, I just want my kids to be happy, I just want my kids to be successful, I just want to be with them and like just have a great time.
Yeah.
Don't even like bring me that with the whole Caitlyn, like just want to be like, oh, I just want to be involved with my kids, and Chris is the real monster. Fuck that. I don't believe it. I think Caitlyn's the monster, and Chris has been the one that's been trying to hold it down for fucking years and years and years.
And the fact that Caitlyn's willing to just like try to
throw her kids under the bus too.
Her own kids, like, I don't know, like everyone on a bus, it like says a lot about Caitlyn.
I don't think that if the roles were switched, I don't think ever Chris would throw her kids under the bus.
Ever.
I don't believe it. So
she
the fact
would lie to the day Caitlyn she
has,
died.
And Caitlyn already has a fucking track record with her with the sons.
That's my thing. I'm like, so the proof is that? In the pudding with how you treated your own children.
So, I mean, so imagine that's how you treated your, you know, biological children, now the steps kids of like the Kardashians, you know, she's going to treat them like absolute garbage.
Garbage.
So no, honestly, it is actually pretty crazy. Like when I saw that call, I was like actually shocked.
It is shocking.
And I just felt bad
when like Courtney was crying at the end. I'm not going to lie. Horrible. Like I could feel like the hurt in her voice after Kim said your kids have
I believe it's all real.
That like really, I was like, damn, that's really dark. Like that.
It's dark.
So sad for her because I don't want anyone to feel that way, you know?
Oh, I felt horrible for her. Like the thing is like, I feel like at first I was like, oh, this is totally, this makes a lot of sense. Like Kim's making very valid points. And then Courtney hit it low.
Uh-huh.
She hit low first, but she forgot that Kim can go to hell.
Kim can drag you all the way to hell if she needs to.
She will drag you down boots. She won't start it, but she will finish it a lot of time, I feel
like Kim is so checked out of that relationship, too, because she barely batted an eye when Courtney's, like, you know, doing all the most. And
yes.
Kim's literally like, okay. Mm-hmm.
But even the Kim's, like, kind of, like, when Courtney's talking, she's kind of like,
uh-huh.
Like, you can tell she's kind of like, this bitch is crazy. Yeah. Like, this bitch is literally crazy. She's going to
the gigs. She's dealt with it for a long time, so she's kind of like
checked out
of the relationship. Mm-hmm.
So, but I did feel bad because, like, I think at the end of the day, like, if you bring in the kids, like, that's a whole nother ball game.
And it's a low blow.
It's a low blow. That's a low to hell blow. Mm-hmm. You know, you hit low, Kim's gonna hit low.
Kim will take it there.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's just sad because you like to see a sisterly relationship be like that is wild to me. To me, it's wild. I don't have a sister, but I have brothers, and I would never treat them like that. So it's like crazy to me.
I feel like you and your brothers have like a like different like special relationship than most people did with their siblings.
We're also Mexican, so I think that adds to
maybe.
It too. Mexicans are notoriously very close with their family.
Well, I just feel like you guys don't really have falling out.
Yeah, no, we don't. Yeah, we're all very very chill.
Yeah, chill like, is the chill. Word. Chill is a good Aaron word. Are both chill as fuck. Everybody's so chill.
Mm-hmm. Like no
and
issues.
Your family. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly that. So chill. So
mind you, I don't work with them all the time.
Oh.
So I think that could also add a lot of turmoil.
That probably does too. You know what? That probably does. That probably
there was moments where Nick
something.
Was assistant for like assisting with me a little bit. Like he was like my assistant while my other assistant was like not working with me. He was assistant and like it would be easy for me to kind of be like kind of bossy of him because I'm already the oldest. He's like technically working for me in this capacity. So I would have to constantly check myself. My mom would be like, yo, check your fucking attitude. That's your brother. And like, you'd be like, not like, don't be an asshole. And I was like, oh, you're so right. Cause like, you almost forget because he is my brother. I can be a little bit more harsh,
right?
A little more real, a little more intense. But it's true. Like you can be a little bit more harsh and intense with your family, but you should treat them the best that you can.
Yeah.
Cause it is your family.
Right.
You know?
Dang. All right. Well, our next topic is Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper.
I kind of live.
Ew, I know. I'm not going to lie.
I live.
Me too.
I absolutely live. The fantasy.
I like Gigi a lot. I didn't love her with Leo, but I kind of loved for her to have her moment and doing whatever the fuck she wants. I know, right? Like, I wasn't into it. Bradley Cooper, that's cute.
That's a fine-ass man.
It is.
Listen,
he's cute.
I live for Bradley.
Right.
Like, I do. I really like him. And I like Gigi a lot, too. I've met her before. She's so fucking cool, down to earth, just like a really cool chick. So, like, to me, like, they seem like such a good couple.
They do.
They really, our guest that we just had dated her.
Oh, I forgot about that.
We have
a guest next week. Mm-hmm. I forgot all about that. Mm-hmm.
We actually have a guest. I'm so excited.
Next week.
Yeah, we have a guest. That man.
Manny was over here.
Only reason I was sweating was because of the heat in this room. It wasn't because of him.
Honestly, I do get nervous interviewing people that I don't know.
I'm the same exact way.
So I feel like and Ty was even like, you guys were both nervous at the start.
More than he was.
Yeah, he was like,
I was like, yeah, don't fucking know this person.
I was like, honestly, I get nervous whenever we have guests and I don't know them.
Same.
Because anything can happen and like
you
it's our job to do the interviewing and it's our job to carry. So it puts a little bit on our shoulders as it should.
We did guide.
Oh, we were fantastic, but I was just saying like.
You can just feel a little bit more nervous.
I was nervous
like,
in the beginning, but then I was like, okay, we're good.
I mean, like it's like being like that makes sense though. Cause like, let's say when we have like Daniel or Gabriel, like I'm not fucking nervous. I'm like, girl, just come on, let's shoot the shit. Like when it's our friends, it's easy. Like Desi, Katie, easy.
Right.
But like.
Because the way when we have a guest, they come in here for 5 minutes and we immediately sit down. So it's not like we do some pre-interviewing, pre-phone conversations, none of that. Like when we have a guest, we truly just throw them in here in the hot seat. And so we're in the hot seat too. So that's why I get nervous.
Yeah. And we're like, okay,
so I'm like, I don't know.
We have questions for you. And you know, and I'm always like scared with the guests. I'm like, what is your guys' like off-limit topics? Like, that's why I always get me nervous. Because you know some of the girlies are like, I don't want to talk about this, this, and this, and this, and this.
I can't wait for them to see the episode. Maybe you guys can see if we were nervous. Or maybe you won't.
I would love for them to be like, actually, they're don't
gonna,
say it,
if
though.
If we already don't said we were, they're going to be like, we can tell
you guys are so fucking
goes.
Scared.
You
don't you dare.
Know how this
don't
goes.
You dare. It's like when you tell the drunk story once every year.
Right.
You're an alcoholic.
That's how it goes.
It's very that. And it's like.
So if you tell them that you were nervous, they're going to be like, oh, I see it.
You guys are so fucking scared. I can see the yeah, beads of sweat.
That's
dropping
what it
out.
Turns into.
No, we were honestly, it was totally fine. But it is funny. Like, it's a different energy when you know someone.
It is.
You interview and then you don't.
Yes.
You know?
Luckily,
and I never met him.
He was super laid back.
So chill.
And very easy to talk to. And it was a great episode.
Oh, I'm so glad. Like, I was very, very excited to have him on.
Okay, we trailed.
Gigi and Bradley.
Gigi and Brad, love it.
We love it.
We ship
it. We are here for them being together.
Okay, our next and final topic.
Yeah.
Y'all, this is kind of crazy.
We have some influencer stuff.
I mean, it's not really crazy because this stuff has
it
already come
going.
Out, but it's the Jeff and David Dobrik saga.
I think it's a saga that never ends.
And so he went on Trisha Paytas' podcast mm-hmm. recently and opened
with
up
Tana.
A little more with Tana. Are Tana and him dating? No.
No, I think they have a podcast
friend.
Together. Yeah, they're like good friends, something like that. And then actually Trisha went on his podcast with Tana as well. So it was like they did a pod swap essentially.
Got it.
So they talked about like, you know, the David situation. You know, Trisha and obviously Trisha and
what's the David?
Jeff.
Tell them what the David is in case they don't know.
In case you do not know. So Jeff Wittick was a member of the Vlog Squad back in the day. When David was like doing like the vlogs all the time, he was doing these crazy stunts, things like that. They did a stunt with like an excavator and Jeff was on it. David was spinning the thing. Jeff got hit.
Jeff also didn't know he was going to spin him like that. He
and hard,
did,
yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
hard like he was. He thought it was going to be like a little
very
funny
light,
moment, mm-hmm. very light spin.
David spun the fuck out of him on the excavator and
for
he
content.
Got hurt.
For content.
And he got fucking hurt like badly. And like
hospitalized,
had to get surgery, almost lost his eye. And so it was a crazy situation. And so that's kind of like the situation I'm talking about with Jeff and David in general. Like, there was like a, Jeff made some episodes about it, almost like on like a docu-series about it, things like that. So recently they went on the podcast with Trisha and there, and Trisha was in the Vlog Squad too, because she was dating Jason. So they kind of just kind of, you know, I feel like bonded over their Vlog Squad
like trauma with the people in the Vlog Squad
yes.
that they had both gone through.
Yes. So recently like came out, like Jeff has been actually exposing receipts from that time. And like apparently they're still in like a legal battle to be like, David needs to like kind of cover all the expenses for Jeff, things like that, making sure it's actually paid. Everything's super late all the time. And he actually showed a video that his friend was recording. Jeff was in like sitting down. They're like reviewing the docuseries episode. It's like Natalie and David and they're watching it.
Wait, this is crazy to me. So Jeff creates a docuseries
about what happened.
Specifically the incident.
Mm-hmm.
Not just being in the Vlog Squad.
No, the incident.
So why would Jeff allow David and Natalie, David's assistant and friend, mm-hmm. to come in and make edits if...
I think he was trying to be like a trooper, like a friend still at the time.
Why would you still be friends with someone that did this to you and don't give a shit about you?
I think that at the time he was realizing that that's what was going on.
Okay.
I think it's like, you know, when you're...
I'm
when
not
something like
battling
that happens,
Jeff.
No,
I'm
no.
asking because I literally
out loud.
Don't understand.
Totally. And the thing is, like, I think a lot of people didn't either. And I think that's what woke him up.
Okay.
He'd be like, oh, shit, like, I was in a shitty-ass fucking situation. I was going through the gigs with these people
so
that don't
Jeff
fucking care about me.
So Jeff must have made this documentary really quickly after it happened.
I think that was when he was actually doing, like, surgery and, like, actually like, going
Whoa.
Through, like... Yes,
okay.
It was like about the
okay.
whole situation, the whole thing, and it, he like released
he allowed,
the video.
He the David found out documentary's coming out, so David calls like, "Hey, I need to see
Natalie
what you're."
Texted him. Like, we
Natalie
know what's going
texted
on.
Him. Mm-hmm. We need to know what's going on in this documentary before
we
it
need
airs.
To watch it. Mm-hmm.
We need to watch it before it airs
to make sure David doesn't look bad.
They want to cover David's ass.
Yes, they want to cover David's ass.
So Jeff's like, "Come over." Watch the episode.
Mm-hmm. And so it's apparently it's like a very creepy vibe because so Jeff's friend was there behind the scenes, records a video of Jeff, Natalie, and David all sitting there as Jeff has literally just got out of surgery, just gone through the fucking gigs. Like
after
I literally sealed shit after
what
David
him.
Did. And they're all watching like the docuseries to see if they need to make any edits on it. just like crazy shit. So now it's kind of being rehashed and re-brought back. And so just being like, you know what, like we're going through like legal battle right now, but wow. I want it to be a public case. Like I want it to become this huge thing because I really want to expose what actually happened and went down behind the scenes with like everyone involved.
So basically you were saying like he was coming out of surgery, like he still looks like hell, and David and Natalie have nothing to say about that. I mean, he's showing text messages, yes. And the guy, Jeff's friend that was there when they were reviewing the docuseries, they were filming mm-hmm. David from behind their back. They didn't know they were being filmed mm-hmm. and just showing how like they didn't give a shit.
Didn't give a fuck about
Jeff. They weren't like, oh my God, like how are you? Oh my God, I'm so sorry mm-hmm. you got out of surgery. Like none
Let's
of that.
Let's watch the docuseries.
I think at one point you had showed me where Jeff talks about he just got out of surgery and Natalie goes, okay, cool.
Yeah, that was a text message.
Her response was, okay, cool.
It was a team. It was
it was her?
Jeff's team and Natalie. Yeah, Jeff's
team and Natalie. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was
and
a team.
And she was like, okay, cool. Just let me know. I just want to make sure everything's good. And it was very like, that was the vibe that it was coming across. It was like,
we don't care. We need to know when we are going to
know what's going on in the episode. So I think that like all those things transpiring, I think that Jeff is completely woken up. Obviously, he knows exactly what kind of situation he was in with David. And that's why it's kind of like he's,
I guess David has like an ungodly amount of money.
I guess.
I think David does.
And Dilbert Pizza.
Not even that. Like from his house, else. Like everything. The Lamborghinis.
He must have hella money. He has coins.
He's giving away Lamborghinis. Yeah. Like they're fucking $5 bills.
Yes,
like
he has coin.
I'm thinking David's sitting on multi millions.
1,000%.
So if you nearly kill someone, why would you not want to pay them?
Yeah, and so like it was,
if you have that much money, it's not even gonna like affect your life to pay
totally
them.
And it was supposed to be like where he was covering all the expenses, but I guess apparently like the like bills are coming in late and like things are just kind of like falling.
Wait, so David did pay for some of it?
Yeah, for the surgeries.
Oh, so David did cover the surgeries.
Yes, that like they had got to a consensus where it's like, okay, I will pay.
Okay.
For your
okay, well that's
recovery.
Good. That's good that
your
he
recovery.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
I'm piecing this together with you guys.
No, yeah.
One, we talked about this so long ago, but it is coming back.
It's
up
coming back.
Because
that's
more
why.
Details have come.
There's
out.
A lot of moving parts in it. It's one of those things that's like a little harder to follow along because
yeah.
there's so many things. Because it's like things transpired. Okay, it happened. Now it's like new information comes out about the thing that transpired years ago. So it's kind of like, mm-hmm. oh shit, you have to kind of go back and rethink about what was going
right, because I can't remember. I'm like, did David pay anything? Why wouldn't
yes,
he pay
and so
anything?
That was like the thing. But I guess like the payments are coming late, and it's just like there's a battle with the payments too, all that kind of stuff. There's like so many things transpiring from that original thing.
And I'm sure whenever you sue someone in these situations, you typically don't just sue them for like the strictly the money you lost out of your pocket.
No, I think it's like
you'll
all the money you could have
time, yep. the money you could have been making, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that's where
like
David doesn't
big...
want to pay
exactly. And you know, Jeff's suing him from like for hella coin.
Because Jeff knows how much fucking money he's got,
yeah,
too.
So
you know
like,
what I mean? So
look,
Jeff
I mean, look
knows,
what happened to Jeff's life.
Listen, people don't sue nobodies for $10 million. Because
no.
you know, not that Jeff's suing for $10 million. I don't know how much he's suing
I
for.
Remember.
But you
yeah.
don't, because you know you're not going to get it.
Right.
Jeff's going to go for a high dollar number. But Jeff was probably making high dollars
absolutely.
Before this happened. And it put him out of work.
Oh, for a long time.
But then Jeff probably made a lot of money off the documentary came out with, which they will look at that in court and be like,
well, I'm sure they're going to look at everything. They're going to be like, okay,
yeah.
so how much money did you really make?
So it's going to be a lot of back and forth.
But it is going to be like, they're going to see like the time that he was out. He was out. And
oh,
he almost went
yeah.
blind. He's had several surgeries.
That's
like,
so
that's crazy.
Well, David
that's
almost
fucking crazy.
The at the bottom line of this, friend. David almost killed his closest friend for content.
Yeah, that's the issue.
You know what I mean? Like, that is mm-hmm. the underlying thing. And the rest, it gets hairy.
It gets hairy.
It's mm-hmm. like a lot of back and forth, the money in the court. But from what we understand, Jeff doesn't want to settle with David. He wants
you know,
to
he was
go
like,
to
I
court.
I want to fucking go to court.
So
I
he can
air
expose
everything.
Exactly how horrible everyone involved in this
mm-hmm.
has been.
Mm-hmm. It's honestly really wild. It really is wild. It's
yeah,
like,
you're kind of blowing my mind right now.
Yeah.
Because like I was like, I'll save my questions for the podcast because mm-hmm. I don't know everything. And you answering my questions mm-hmm. is kind of blowing my mind.
Yeah. And I don't know like everything either. I just,
yeah.
this is just from what I saw like recently that came out. I was like, oh shit. Like it just kind of like all piled on. And like I saw Jeff, like his tweets about like the video and like the text messages. And I was like, whoa, like this is deep. It just gets more and more and more and deep and
yeah.
intense.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, we'll obviously see what transpires and like what continues to happen and we'll report back. But it's really sad because I can't even imagine like, you know, you're that transpiring with like your close friend in that way.
I can't imagine you doing something like that to me.
Well, of course.
Well, one, that would never happen. Stupid. But two, David films that type of content. So yeah. It's a little more like, okay.
It's like very like Logan Pauly.
Like he's done shit. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm, like that's the kind of content they film. But I just can't imagine you like maybe trying to film something stupid and I get hospitalized. Oof. And you just being like,
let's review that content.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you know like what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Like, or me getting out of surgery and your assistant being like, okay, cool. When can we come review? I'd be like, I don't even know who you are anymore.
No, literally, like, you're so a fucking monster.
That's probably how he feels about David.
And that's,
David.
I think, what it is. Yes.
I think he's so shocked.
You have
shocked.
To, like, put yourself in perspective in that
that's
way.
That's why I try to put myself in perspective, like, if it happened to me. Now, I'm shocked either way, but just, like, how deeply, like, hurt at all, physically and emotionally, Jeff must be, like, so betrayed and, like,
absolutely.
Hurt.
Absolutely. I can't even. And, like, I'm sure he feels betrayed by the whole entire vlog squad.
Exactly. Because
they all, like, kind of low-key, like, abandoned
him. Well,
they have to pick a side. Yeah, they have to go where the teat is.
They have to go where the teat.
The teat that feeds.
That feeds the vlog squad. And he's like the leader of the vlog squad. Does the vlog squad David upload YouTube videos anymore?
I don't think he does.
Yeah. I think he's done with that.
Yeah.
Wow. So interesting.
It's wild. It really is that situation that just keeps on going.
I wonder what that will come out to in court. Like what that's gonna end up like.
The thing is, I do think it will be very wild for things to actually come out in court because like everything will be exposed and like from into like the legal system, like you're going to be exposing the accounts, you're going to be exposing the receipts, you're going to be exposing the text messages, everything's going to be exposed. So it's going to be like, I think it's going to be a lot more intense. It's going to feel like the influencer version of like the Amber Heard Johnny.
Got it.
It's going to feel very that, I feel like, if it does go to court.
Wow.
Unless they can settle out of court and like Jeff would, if I was Jeff, I'd be like, then you can fucking give me $10 million then.
Jeff doesn't want to do that because he wants people to know everything.
I know.
So, and when you go to court, you risk your settlement. I know. Because you can get way less in a court ruling.
I know.
Than what a settlement is. So sometimes it's easier to take settlement, but it seems like he's really gung-ho about people figuring all this out.
He wants to know. Now it's like a mission.
Wow, this is crazy.
Crazy.
Well, I guess when more develops, we'll catch you guys up on it. I mean, they just talked about it on the podcast that they had just went on and kind of like Jeff has shared receipts on how his team responded. So we have like a little more to it. Yeah,
the pieces just keep getting added to the puzzle.
And then next time we talk about it, you're going to have to rehash all this with me because I'm going to be like, now, did David pay Jeff? I will remember.
Coverage.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll fill you in.
The only time I watched David Dobrik, I did watch him, but that was back when he was hot off Vine. He had just started hanging out with Zayn and Heath. Like early. And that's like when it was so funny and like that would be so crazy. And then that was it.
I get it. I love Zayn.
It got too crazy.
I love Zayn a lot.
I think Zayn and Heath are fucking
hilarious.
I like them a lot. They used to make me laugh. They reminded me, for some reason, Zayn and Heath would remind me and my friends in Alabama just because how they would like smoke cigarettes and drink energy drinks, and they were just fucking real about all that. And I was like, well, that's how me and my friends used to act. So,
Feral animals.
So no, that's like why I thought they were so funny.
So that is it for today's episode, you guys. That is it for our rapid fire. A lot of topics.
A lot of little tea happening. A lot of conspiracy.
Especially like on the Kim and Courtney's. All of this is alleged in hearsay. To the end of time.
The stories have come out and they're always alleged. And then we put our conspiracy and spin and what we understand about them.
Exactly. So that's what we are doing here. We are not an encyclopedia. We are not reporters. We are two best friends. Shooting the shit.
Full coverage.
Fooling you in. Okay.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
Fooling
one.
You in. We're
that
just fooling you in. Thank you.
Thank you guys for being here and watching. Be sure to like, rate, and subscribe to our YouTube channel before you leave. Mm-hmm. And we will see you guys in our next episode where we have a special guest. So be sure and tune in.
Bye, you guys.
Bye. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.